I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer on Mission Network News. Recent developments in India pit Hindus against Muslims, the country's largest religious minority. Greg Musselman with Voice of the Martyrs Canada says Christians lose either way.
As followers of Jesus, we have an understanding, and the truth is Jesus Christ. There's only one way to get to him. That conflicts with the Hinduism and Islam. You've got these tensions rising up between, you know, the Muslims and the Hindus, and the Christians then are getting caught in it.
Tensions came to a head recently in northern India. The prime minister laid the cornerstones of a grand Hindu shrine on the ruins of a 16th century mosque.
Pray for our brothers and sisters in India that they would be people of peace and that they would show there is a better way, and also that they would be encouraged and strengthened to know that they are not forgotten.
And despite the current pandemic, the gospel is spreading around the world. Helen Williams with World Missionary Press.
The COVID issue has really impacted churches and the individuals and the physical needs, but the believers there have taken those opportunities and found ways to continue to reach their faithfulness and their passion to show the love of Christ and to include the word and to get it to people. This has really been so encouraging, and the booklets are just filling a need right now because they can be given and read individually.
Humanitarian efforts provide an opportunity to share the gospel.
There's just a grabbing for it, if you will. Here's something to believe in. Here's something that will answer the questions.
Please pray for God's hand on WMP's ministry. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Transworld Radio offers a free booklet called Stories of Hope. Get yours free when you click the banner at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.